Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1258, How to Lose Weight Without Dieting or Exercise, by Guy and Elon Ferdman of MindBender.co, and I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a little bit of my commentary at the end. Now it's the middle of the week, and we might need that little bit of inspiration to make it through these last couple of days. So, like I do every Wednesday, I'd like to share an inspirational quote with you. So, here we go. Quote, "Do not pray for an easy life. Pray for the strength to endure a difficult one." Bruce Lee. Now, before I get to it, I want to mention that today's post is a perfect complement to what we've been discussing all week. Earlier, we talked about which workouts actually work to help us achieve the body we've always wanted. We also talked about how one or two simple lifestyle changes performed consistently can reduce our risk of chronic disease. It's not all about following the latest fad. So we're going to expand on this idea today. Oh, and before we get to it, don't forget, I answer your questions every Friday, and I'm taking questions by email now. You can send in your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Again, that's health@oldpodcast.com. All right, with that, let's finally get to today's post as we optimize your life. How to Lose Weight Without Dieting or Exercise, by Guy and Elon Ferdman of MindBender.co. When you first search the internet about weight loss, top hits will include how-tos on diet and exercise. Society tells us we can't lose weight without doing one or the other. Believe it or not, there are other things in our lives that influence our well-being, other than the food that we eat and the physical activities we engage in. We are mind and body, after all. Here are a few tips on how to lose weight without dieting or exercise. 1. Reduce stress. Meditate. When we are under stress, our cortisol, adrenaline, and other stress hormones are elevated. When these are abnormally high, it can increase unhealthy food cravings. It can also make falling and staying asleep difficult, which messes up the body's leptin and ghrelin. These are hunger hormones that dictate appetite and feelings of satiety. Stress also makes it difficult to maintain an active lifestyle, as its symptoms include lack of energy and moodiness. There is no single quick way to get rid of stress, but there are many simple meditative tools that can help reduce it. Meditation is an effective way to declutter the mind and rewire the brain. Taking a few minutes to step away and detach from a busy environment by simply sitting in silence and taking a few deep breaths is a form of meditation. It allows you to reset your breathing and calm your nervous system. If you have the luxury of more than a few minutes, take the time to indulge. Another tip is to notice more peaceful or beautiful things or moments around you. It teaches your brain to recognize similar experiences more often and makes other future feelings of peace and happiness last longer. 2. Let go of the things that limit you, like vices and trauma. We must first be aware that changing one's inner world can change his or her outer reality. When we work on our intentions and not judge ourselves for the habits we have created, we can eventually change our quality of life. For example, drinking alcohol or smoking a cigarette out of a need to function or to cope with something stressful may be good places to start. whatever not-so-healthy habit we use to cope with life events is probably good to re-examine. What is the underlying reason for needing a cigarette or a drink? Does it make you feel more confident? Does it help you feel more secure? Is it allowing you to numb a feeling or memory you don't want to deal with? The same goes for staying exactly the way we are, in fear of any kind of change. These behaviors get formed as a result of some kind of trauma that happened, whether we can recollect that moment or not. The result is feeling stuck right where we are. If you are able to detach yourself from the things that limit you, you can free yourself of these habits that may be harming your health, well-being, and overall quality of life. 3. Feel more connected to people. Positive social interaction reduces stress. To reiterate, when we are not stressed, we are less likely to experience unhealthy cravings. As a result, our metabolism will work as it should. The mind doesn't crave the rewards that come from certain habits or vices. In turn, these may make weight loss possible without consciously putting yourself through any form of diet or workout plan. Simply put, lowered stress levels can help one lose weight. No exercise, no diet. Try these simple positive lifestyle changes, and you may actually see pounds melt away off your body as a result of living a better, healthier, and more fulfilled life. You just listened to the post titled, How to Lose Weight Without Dieting or Exercise, by Guy and Elon Ferdman of mindbender.co. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So yes, stress and weight management go hand in hand. In fact, when I used to conduct weight management classes, a topic we would spend quite a bit of time discussing was stress management. My patients would always appreciate it because everyone experiences stress. But they would always ask, what does stress management have to do with my weight loss? Well, today's authors explain this quite nicely. What we've learned is that stress negatively affects nearly every cell in the body, from brain cells to stomach and intestinal cells to our muscle cells to our fat cells. Stress seems to negatively affect each and every one of those. When it comes to weight management then, we find that when we're stressed, our appetites increase and our body doesn't want to give up its fat stores as easily. We tend to have more cravings, and sadly, we tend not to crave fruits and vegetables when we're stressed. Instead, what types of foods do we turn to? Well, we turn to foods that provide us with emotional comfort. Comfort foods. High fat, high carb, high salt foods. It's like somehow when we're stressed, a big green salad doesn't seem to make us feel as good as a big bowl of ice cream. Now, I do realize that simply hearing about all of the dangers of mismanaged stress is likely causing you to feel even more stressed out. But that's okay. It's very natural. So, what would I tell my patients to do about this stress? Well, I would first tell them that there is no magic cure, no magic behavior to get rid of our stress. You can't ever get rid of stress. It's always going to be there. So instead, we need to limit it. We need to reduce it as often as possible. How do we do that? Well, sadly, we need to do a bit of homework. We need to find out what stresses us out the most and find ways to cope with those stressors. When we feel stressed, deep breathing and meditation help because they distract us from our stressors and they decrease the body's stress response. So, I would have my patients keep a stress journal, just like a food journal. They would have to make a note whenever they felt stress and what they did to cope with that stress. Did they practice deep breathing? Did they meditate? Did they go for a walk? Did they find something that made them laugh? Simple behaviors like these can separate us from those stressful feelings, reducing our body's stress response. Even if we just take 5 minutes to deal with stressful feelings whenever they pop up, we may be able to make significant reductions to our body's stress response, and as a result, may make the body more willing to give up any excess weight and reduce some of those comfort food cravings. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.